Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roachlaw, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roachlaw joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! The broker never wants it. Sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roachlaw on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
That is indeed what they say, and we say that you should be bullish and you should maybe be bearish, but you should never be piggish. Here to make the bearish case today, after having made the bullish case yesterday, is Charles Roachlaw. He is editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky, our guest of the week each week because he joins us twice. In his appearance yesterday, he made Alliance Fiber Optic Products, AFOP, the buy of the week. It had previously been the buy of the week in late 2012, and it killed it from that point, but he made it buy of the week again because there's still much more potential. Let's find out how he's feeling about somebody else going the other way today. Charles, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Veritiv Corporation.
This is ticker symbol VRTV, not a company I'm particularly familiar with. What's wrong with it?
Well, this is a company. It's not our traditional sell of the week. This is actually a brand new company. It's actually formed by what is known as a reverse Morris Trust transaction. And I want to explain what this is because this does happen from time to time. Basically, International Paper had a unit that they were trying to sell, they're trying to get rid of. And so what they did is they actually sold the unit to a third-party company, UWW Holdings, and then through this transaction, International Paper then created a new subsidiary, merged the subsidiary with UWW to create this new company called Veritiv. They do this to avoid taxes. It basically allows a corporation to spin off a unit in a tax-free basis. As a result, out of the blue, you have this brand new publicly traded company being traded. In this case, is Veritiv. So this company wasn't even trading till last week. And if you go to look up data on it right now, most of your financial sites aren't even showing any financial data, any market cap data, because this company was literally created out of thin air.
Well, that explains why I've never heard of it, why I wasn't familiar with it. But if that's what's happening, it's in its infancy and basically straight out of the box stumbles to sell of the week?
Well, this is a case, and this is a unique situation, and that's why I'm covering it this week. As a company, if someone shares their International Paper, say they have another company and this happens, at that point you need to take a step back and ask yourself, do I want to hold this particular company? In this case, it's interesting because it actually leads to a whole other set of questions. The distribution of shares to IP shareholders is really low. It's basically 0.019 shares. We, in our dividend investing portfolio, we have about 180 shares of International Paper. So we got 2 shares of Veritiv. So our position right now, when I looked on Friday, it was worth $65. So this is a situation where you bought one company, you wanted to own that one company, and suddenly you have shares in the second company. At that point, you have to ask yourself, what was my investment thesis? What company did I buy? In our particular case with AAII Dividend Investing, we bought International Paper because we wanted to own International Paper, and that's the stock we want. But now we have the side stock, which in all reality, when you look from a portfolio management situation, you have a distraction. And I think in these type of situations where someone has a company that's spun off and they get these additional shares, they need to kind of look at it and ask themselves, was this the company I was originally buying? If not, at that point, I think you just go ahead, sell the shares, and then free up the cash for something else. The exception being, of course, if you actually have a situation where you only have a handful of shares, then you start taking commissions into your consideration and whether or not do you just want to take a gamble with this extra stock. But realize it will be a mental distraction because it is one more stock you have to follow.
And so it's also not a reflection on International Paper that you're doing this. Your answer is, I'm still holding International Paper. I bought International Paper for the right reasons. That hasn't changed. It's just, thanks for the spinoff, but I'd rather put my cash elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And this happens, it's not frequent, but it's not uncommon for it to happen. And a lot of times companies will call it a reverse Morris trust transaction. For a lot of people, they'll see that and scratch their heads and wondering what's going on here. And obviously, only a tax-related transaction could have this kind of bizarre name to it. And I'm sure at some point in the past, there was somebody named Morris who found a loophole in the tax laws. But this is a situation, I think, where people do have a spinoff, and regardless if it's a reverse Morris trust or some other situation where they have a spinoff, they really need to take a step back and evaluate the situation. For people who are interested in Zverev and wondering what it does, it's a business-to-business distributor of packaging, facility, and printing supplies. On the very slim amount of financial data that's available, the company was barely break-even last year, so even if we were to look at this company on a standalone basis, there are questions about how profitable this company is right off the bat.
Okay.
But that's a secondary reason.
And you can't really come up with such limited financials with much downside projection here, can you?
No, I mean, it's really hard to actually assign what the valuation on the stock's going to be. We don't know the full market cap. We do know that International Paper is going to be selling shares of the stock on the open market, because they came out and said anyone who's assigned fractional shares, they're going to group all those fractional units together, sell the stock on the public exchanges, and then pay out the cash on a prorated basis to International Paper shareholders. So right now, I checked various financial websites before we recorded this. There isn't even a market capitalization number out on this company right now.
Okay, so we can't say where it's going down to, but we can say that if you owned International Paper and got enough shares as a result, that you want to make this the sell of the week. It's Veritiv Corporation, VRTV. Remember that there was that caveat in there Charles pointed out. If you only got one or two shares as an IP investor, it may not be worth the commissions, so maybe you're going to stick around for a while. But VRTV, the sell of the week, our buy of the week yesterday was Alliance Fiber Optic Products, AFOP, the guest of the week, Charles Roquefort. He is editor of AAII Journal, the only one to join us twice. Charles, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Remember, if you want more information on what Charles is doing, AAII.com, or follow him on Twitter at Charles Roquefort. Well, we're off to a good start, and there's a lot more to come. Up next, Marcus Schomer, chief economist for Pinebridge Investments, when Money Life continues.